The coin that was also to be marked to the Torah that day, how you know it's a cup. He would take a clue called a cup. But cup, going there, the Tarkiv Gadol Shazot, Machzik Shlosha Kabbin. This clue called a cup was similar to the Tarkiv Gadol Shazot, the big Tarkiv that was made out of gold. This is one of the clue shards. This Tarkiv is called a Tarkiv because it holds three Kabbin. Tarkiv meaning tray, the cup, two Kabbin, plus another cup. And this cup also held three Kabbin. Vahabazok Hayyab Betokoi, Male the Gadol Shazot. There was another small cup inside the big cup, and that small cup was full and heaping with keteris. They put the small cup full of the keteris into the big cup so that if the keteris would fall from the small cup, it would fall into the big cup. B'kisui hayulo ukamin b'tuteles haya alav momala. The small cup had a kisui, a cover, and there was a matuteles, a ring on top of it. With that ring, they would remove the cover. Something matuteles is a beged, a piece of cloth that was on top of the calf, linoi, with decorative. Sachasamitarakei Mishnah, hey, Misha Zocha Bamachta, the coin that was Zocha, to take the Machta and shovel out coal from the Mizbech HaChitzon and bring it onto the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Mizbech in which were Machta Victoris. As beside the coin that was Machta Victoris, there was another coin that took part in the Avodah HaKitoris. He would take the coal from the Mizbech HaChitzon, put on the Mizbech HaPnimi, and then the coin who was mocked to the Torahs would be mocked on those calls on Mizbech HaPnimi in the Hechel. Now, there was no pious to see who was Zocha in the Machta. Instead, the coin that won the pious to be Zocha to be mocked to the Torahs, he would tell the coin standing next to him that you would be the one to take the Machta and bring the calls onto the Mizbech HaPnimi. Not our Machta HaKesef. The coin would take a Machta made out of silver. He would go to the top of the Mizbech HaChizim. Upinas HaGecholim Helech VeHelech VeChotah. He would move the coal this way and that way until he found burning coals, and he would take a shovelful of the burning coals. Yarad va'eron letov shelzov. He would go down from his back and then transfer the coal into a machta shelzov. Now, originally when he took the coal, he didn't use a machta shelzov. As when he moves around the coal on top of his back, that would cause the machta to get rubbed out. And we don't want to use a golden machta, as we don't want to waste a lot of money. And the Torah's chasad al mamonah sheyisrael, the Torah doesn't want us to waste money needlessly. So he would originally use a Machta Shel Kesef, and only after that transferred into a Machta Shel Zov. Mispada mimenu kikav gicholim vayu machabdan la'ama. When the coals were transferred into the Machta Shel Zov, a kav worth of the gicholim would end up on the rip on the floor of the Azorah. As when he took the coals from the top of the Mizbeach, he used a Machta Shel Kesef that held four kavim, and the Machta Shel Zov held only three kavim, so one kav ended up on the floor. And it would be swept into the Amah, the stream, that ran through the Azor. Ubishabit hayakofa aleim psakter. On Shabbat, that we can't sweep the coals into the Yama. As when we sweep them, it would cause them to be extinguished, and we cannot do that on Shabbat. So instead, we would put on top of the coals a psakter. Upsakter hayza kli gadol machzeket lesef. The psakter was a big kli that held a lesef, 15 saw, a half a quart. Ustesha saros hayuba. There were two chains attached to this psakter, one on each side. Achashu moshech ba b'yored. As we'll soon see, the psakta was used to take the ash down from the mizbeach. It would be filled up with ashes from the mizbeach and then pushed down the kevet. So therefore, it needed two chains. One chain was held by a coin walking in front of the psakta. He would drag down the psakta with that chain. And the other chain was held by a coin who walked behind the psakta. He held on to that chain to make sure that the psakta didn't go too fast down the kevet. Ushloshes varim haisa mishameshes. There were three things that the psakta was used for in the Beit HaMikdash. It would be put on top of the gecholim, the coal, that ended up on the floor of the Azor when the gecholim were transferred into the Machta Shel Zov. And so too it would be put on top of a sheret that's found in the Beit HaMikdash on the Shabbat. And the sheret is tamei. And during the week, if we find a sheret in the Beit HaMikdash, we would immediately remove it. But on Shabbat it cannot be removed since it's muksa. So therefore a psakta would be put on top of it until after Shabbat, when we would remove it. Now, that which we said, that we don't remove the sheretz right away on Shabbat, that's if it's found in the part of the Beit HaMikdash where there is no chiyuv karet to enter there bituma. But if it's found in the Ezer's Yisrael onwards, where there's a chiyuv karet to enter there bituma, in such a case, we would remove it right away. Even though it's mukhla, but we have a klal, ein shvus b'mikdash. The chacham were not greater than shvus in the Yisrael the Rabbanah in the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, even though it's mukhla, we could remove it right away, since did the Chiyuv Karis enter the Tumah and the Sharis of Tumah? We want to get rid of it right away, so we would put it into a Kli of Mamakabal Tumah and immediately remove it. Umarid and Barat Hadeshen, Ma'al Gabe HaMizbeach. The third use for the Psakter is to take down the ashes from the Mizbeach, as we said earlier.